So with that, we'll start back with our EchoLink station, Horst, KD8ZXR, and standby Rob. Horst, you're up, and wondered if you had lobster out there in Maine, and if so, how the prices for the lobster were. Go right ahead.
This is KD8ZXR, Horst up in Harrison. My girlfriend had a couple of lobster dinner and a lobster roll. I ended up with the scallops. Lobster dinner, small lobster, medium-sized lobster, $26 to $28. A lobster roll was $24. So both of those dinners ended up being about $60. So don't expect cheap food out there. And what you really can expect is the traffic is just very bad. A lot of cars and drivers on the road. And the only nice thing about it is we're able to cut through Canada. It saved a couple of hundred miles. But still, the whole trip was about 2,600 miles altogether. And variable and enjoying driving. My girlfriend was disappointed. She didn't get to see a moose out there. So I'll probably have to go back out there one of these other days or years to come. Other than that, the Cog Railroad up in New Hampshire was worth the trip up. I did it about 13 years ago. And at that time, they were running all steam engines going up. And now they switched them all over to biodiesel, which is still a fun ride because everything is at an angle going up and going down. The only thing going down, the only thing we use are the brakes on the trailers. Because they don't need any steam going there. Other than that, weather was good out there. Rained one day. All other days, nice and sunny and warm. Now back here for a month. By the end of September, I should be heading back down to Florida. This is KD8ZXR, back to net control.
Appreciate you joining us tonight. Thanks for all the updates there on the trip. Sounds like you had a great time. I think I would have been with you and gone for the scallops also rather than the lobster. It sounds like long gone are the days where you could walk down the docks there and grab a nice fresh lobster dinner for $5. But still, it sounds like it would be in a restaurant around here, though. So fine business, and thanks for joining us tonight. 7-3, you have a great week ahead. I hope to hear from you again here soon. All right, continuing on down our list. Next, before we go to Rob, I'll do a station ID here. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the K8DAC repeater. All right, next we'll go to Rob, KC8SDL, and stand by Ron. Rob, good evening once again to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Very good, Mike. KD8. MNH in the group, Kilo on Charlie 8, Atlanta for ID. Forgot to wave a hand to Miss Minnie. Good evening, Miss Minnie. Hope you're doing well. Yeah, you're like me. I'm down in the basement here where it's nice and cool. Other than that, Mike, yeah, like I said, looking forward to Octagon Barner. Yeah, I picked up a Magneto for that big, my big green 6-horse engine because I had that battery issue, which I conked out in West France. And well, the bag I got ain't much better than what was on there, so I got a buddy of mine working on it for me, hoping to get some spark out of it, because I spent $300 for something that didn't work, but that's what happens when you get stuff on the internet, so hopefully you can salvage it and get it working for me, so. But, yeah, looking forward to the Octagon Barn, and hope the weather's going to be okay. Let me see here, other than that, though, radio-wise, everything's working good here. The Swan 500, boy. Every time I put that on the air, people just rave how well that Swan 500 sounds. You know, Mike, and I found out. I said, yep, pay $10 for it. And I just can't believe how good that radio is. That is a definitely a keeper. Yeah, my Swan 350, the guy in Pennsylvania, my friend from that New Hampshire, came up this way here about a month ago, and he picked it up for me, and he dropped it down to my friend George, Whiskey Free Golf with C. Mike, down in Pennsylvania. And the Swan 350 was his first HF rig he ever had. So now he's got another HF rig, so I'm going to keep that. So he's pretty happy with that radio there. So, yeah, I don't need all these radios. Still, like I said, the Kenwood's doing good. But when I have the Swan running and the Heath's good running, too damn bird hot for that right now. So, okay, 73s, I have a good week, and you take care and stay cool. And again, a wave of hand to Miss Minnie. KDA, MMA, to the group. Kill Charlie, Sir Dutch, Wima. Sounds reach, Mike.
All right, very good, Rob. Appreciate you joining us tonight. 73 to you also. You have a great week ahead. Next up on our list, we'll go to Ron, KC8YVF. And standby, Tom. Ron, I'm assuming you will be around at the end of the net for the net report. Go right ahead. Good evening again, Mike. Yes, I'll be here at the end of the net for the report. And yeah, Rick, I did hear the information for the weather report. We're level 2 of the slight risk. Basically, pretty much it looks like all of lower Michigan for tomorrow, but there's only about a 40% chance. Primarily north of 69 was the main threat. So we'll wait and see what pops up. So the confidence in it wasn't real high, at least where and when. But at least we've got the second level up into the slight tomorrow, so be aware of your weather conditions and that. Listen to your have your HT with you and your weather radio or cell phone or whatever for information to broadcast out if there is a watch or a warning. We'll wait now. Wait and see in the morning if spotters are on standby or not. TV stations are saying a greater chance, like 60% chance on Friday. So the greater chance, at least for rain, will be on Friday, and that would be a good thing. We haven't had rain here, good soaking in a couple of weeks. So my grass actually outside has got kind of getting that orange tint to it. I walk through the lawn and get kind of the rusty toes on my shoes from the grass. So we could use some rain. Very hot tomorrow. Watch the heat index up near 100 degrees. So stay inside, stay in air conditioning if you can. If you need to be out, hydrate. Make sure you drink lots of water, wear a hat, wear loose-fitting light clothing, and all those good things that they taught you as you were growing up. Opposite of what Mom did to you in the wintertime, going out to the school bus. Let me break. Last week, the 22nd, was our last Aries training. We had our picnic and movie. Turned out very well. Thanks to everyone that came out. Thanks for the great food that we had. Dave ERL for providing cooking the hot dogs. Appreciate that. Mike for your gate attendance and your flower welcoming ceremony. And Otto, the pilot, was there. So made an appearance. So check out the website or on Facebook. I posted a picture up there of everybody. We had a good time. For those that missed it, we watched the 1980 movie Airplane, and it's been a long time since I seen parts of it, I guess. I've never seen the whole movie start to finish, especially the theatrical version. I've seen the TV version here and there, and it was a little different, that's for sure. A lot of fun. So thanks, everyone, that helped out. Appreciate it. Next month, Aries training will be down at 911. I will schedule that with Chris at the 911 center. We try and go down there at least once, usually the September before the SCT. The SCT will be on October 12th, so mark that on your calendars. We will participate in that. Hopefully we'll get some information out of Max prior to the Aries meeting, so I'll have something at least to give to you guys and something to plan. More than just 2 weeks before the exercise. So we'll look forward to that. 73 to everyone. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you later. KC8YVF, back to that. very good, Ron. Great information there. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Great time at the dinner and the movie. Thanks for getting that together. And definitely a fun time there. And you had mentioned earlier about school buses. A quick reminder, too, to everybody. A lot of the schools have started school today. So if you're out driving around, be aware that school has started. There's school zones, school buses out. So use a little extra caution there and be aware of your surroundings. Make sure that you're aware of what's going on with the schools being started now. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the KDAC repeater. Next up, we'll go to Tom, NADUI, and Standby Bob. Tom, go right ahead.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.